Rock and Roll Geek Show 1036.
Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equaled. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Thursday, December 3rd, 2020, and it is 7:04 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. I am actually heading to Hawaii in the morning, if you can believe that. I'm going to go see my daughter. This will be the first time I have seen her since she got married. She got married in September of last year, and she lived in Washington for a while, but her husband is a sportscaster. You probably already know this, but if you don't, I'm telling you anyway. He's a sportscaster, and he got a job in Hawaii. So they live in Hawaii, and she has been really bummed out that I have not seen her in over a year. And we had planned on going to see her like in October, but this lockdown bullshit started, and Hawaii went under complete lockdown, and for a while, you had to quarantine for 14 days if you went to Hawaii. You still have to unless you test negative for the corova within 72 hours of your flight. So I booked a flight. Flights were cheap, actually. It was like $300-something for a round-trip ticket. So I jumped on that. I'm going by myself, but I had to get tested for the corova. I got tested on Tuesday. I actually took two tests. I took a first test on Tuesday. It was an at-home test. For $120, they'll send you a kit. It has to be, the test has to be approved partners of the state of Hawaii. I'm telling you, this is a bunch of fucking bullshit. This scam, money grab shit. But so you got to go through these approved partners of Hawaii. One of the partners offered an at-home test for $120. So I paid for that. They sent me a tube in the mail, and you had to do a Zoom call with a doctor, which, by the way, the doctor was looked like a Middle Eastern woman, but she was kind of extremely attractive. Anyway, so I had to do a Zoom call with her, and she had to watch me spit into this tube. I'm sure that was a real turn-on to her, watching this old geezer spitting and hawking loogies into a tube. Anyway, I did that on the Zoom call, and I had to overnight it to New Jersey. And you get your results back within, before your flight. I got those results back yesterday, came back negative. I had another test. I wanted to take two tests because I was worried that they're about false positives, because I heard all these horror stories about people coming back false positives. So I figured I'll get two tests. One of the tests is bound to be negative because I don't have any symptoms or anything. And I'm taking I'm burping up. It's fine. Modelo or Tecate. I'm going to take another sip here. I have no symptoms because I take a handful of vitamins every day. I've already talked about this on the Mad at Dad, but I take vitamin D. I take a multivitamin, which has zinc, D, C, everything in it. I take a multivitamin, vitamin D, super vitamin C vitamin. I take olive leaf extract. I take black elderberry. I take B complex. And I take maybe one other one. I don't even remember. But I take a handful of vitamins. So anyway, got the first test back negative, and I went to, had to go to Oakland Airport yesterday. They did free tests. And so I figured I'll get two tests, and one of them, hopefully one of them be negative, and I'll use that as to fly to get into state of Hawaii. So I did that yesterday. I got that result back just about 5 minutes ago. It came back negative as well. So I'm corova free. But I do have a headache. Maybe I got it, and it was a false negative. Who cares? I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow to visit my daughter. I'm only going for 4 days. I'm going tomorrow. Well, I'm flying there on Friday, Then I have Saturday and Sunday. Then I'm flying back on Monday. I'm flying Hawaiian Airlines, and Hawaiian Airlines, they sent me a thing in the mail or by email and said, bid on an upgrade to first class. Recline in full reclining luxury, free meals, all the free drinks you can have during the 5.5 hour flight. Click this button to bid on the upgrade. So I clicked the button, and the minimum bid was like $200 and something, and it went all the way up to where you can buy it now for like $795, something like that. I said, well, I'm not going to get this thing, but if you go the lowest, it has a little meter and it goes poor. You have a very poor chance of getting it. And if you bid higher, it goes all the way up to the green. So I was in the red. I just said, fuck it. I'll bid the low bid. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. And guess what? I got it. So I got a first class ticket to Hawaii for an extra $200. So I'm flying first class to Hawaii tomorrow. I'm going to get to the airport a little bit early, get drunk, then get on the plane and get more drunk, and then pass out for 5 hours. And I'm going to go see my daughter. I'm looking forward to it. So that's an update on my life. Tonight's show, it's going to be pretty much all music because, I didn't really have much else to talk about. Although I have been on a Circle Jerks kick. I thought about doing a Greatness of the Circle Jerks because I'm reading Keith Morris's book, which is called My Damage, and it's really good. If you're a Circle Jerks Black Flag fan, you'll like this book because he talks really honest and he tells it like it is. You know, he gives his honest side and he speaks frankly. He doesn't like try to be witty and talk like an over descriptive author or something like that. He just talks like a normal dude. And anyway, so I'm enjoying that book. I'm about halfway through the book, liking it a lot. And I also ran across a Circle Jerks documentary on YouTube for free called My Career as a Jerk. It's a full length movie, and I enjoyed that as well. So I'm kind of on a Circle Jerks kick. And so I thought about doing that, but I changed my mind. Jer O'Carroll, friend of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, posted on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not, I did not create, but I do approve people. Just got to answer two questions so that I know you're not a governor defying his own stay-at-home orders. Don't get me started on the stay-at-home. We're getting ready to be in full lockdown here. We may be under full lockdown when I'm in Hawaii and... I may be stuck in Hawaii, but I can think of worse places to be stuck rather than in Hawaii with my daughter. So if I'm stuck there, so be it. I'll have to hang out in the sun and put with my toes in the sand and a drink in my hand, as David Lee Roth says. I'm getting a little bit parched, so let me take another sip of this fine Tecate. This is my second one of the day. Anyway, Jer O'Carroll posted on the Facebook group something from Louder Sound, the 10 best power pop anthems. And it got a lot of comments, and somebody posted that they wanted to know what my top 10 was. And I said, well, that's Miguel Nunez said, what are your top 10 power pop albums, Michael Butler? And I thought, well, that's a pretty good topic for a show. So that's what I'm going to do tonight, friends. I'm going to give you my top 10 power pop albums. Now, I kind of threw this list together. I'm sure if I came back tomorrow, my list might be different, but I'm actually going to do my top 13 power pop albums. Okay. Let's go through the Louder Sound, their best power pop albums. I don't think they're in any particular order, but they got number one, Cheap Trick at Budokan, which, great album, but it's a live album. I don't include, a lot of people said this on the forums, on the thread on the Rock and Roll Geek Show group as well. A live album to me doesn't count, but Cheap Trick, I won't argue with Cheap Trick being a great power pop band. They also have Big Star, which I'm not an authority on Big Star, so I can't say yes or no. They have Todd Rundgren's Something Anything. Something Anything's got a couple of power pop tunes on it, but the rest of the album's really not a power pop album. They have the Cars' debut album. I don't consider the Cars power pop. More classic rock, although the first Cars album is a great album, but I don't really consider that a power pop album. I could be you could disagree, and we could argue back and forth about that either way. Rick Springfield, the best of Rick Springfield. I'm not going to argue about Rick Springfield because he has some great power pop tunes, but it's a best of. And like some other people said on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, best of and compilations shouldn't count because otherwise. There's a lot of best of albums I could have put in my top 10, but so I don't include the best of. I thought about putting Working Class Dog in the list, but if you listen to Working Class Dog, it's not really a top to bottom power pop album. So they have Bad Finger, No Dice. Not going to argue with that either because I don't really know Bad Finger. I don't really think that's a real power pop, but maybe it is. Dwight Twilley, Between the Cracks. You remember the Dwight Twilley debacle, so we won't get into that. Raspberry's Greatest Hits. I don't know much about the Raspberries except for that, you know, their couple of hits, which, you know, might be good. They got the Flamin' Groovies' Greatest Hits. See, they got the Greatest Hits from the Raspberries, which is a compilation album. They got the Flamin' Groovies' compilation album. Then they have Blondie's debut album. So what I'm going to do, I'm not going to compare my notes with them. I don't think it's a great list. Louder Sound, they do these top 10 lists. Top 10 lists get a lot of clicks on websites for some reason. We used to do a lot of top 10s when I worked at Mevio. So that being said, I'm going to be a hypocrite and give you my top 13 list, all right? My top 13 power pop albums. Like I said, this list is not the greatest list, and it could change tomorrow, but this is what it's going to be, friends. Number 13. Hold on. Before we get started, let me take another sip of this fine Tecate. Number 13 is a band called The Jags, Evening Standards. Now, the album is not a great album. It's got some good power pop tunes on it, but this song is up there with the greatest of any power pop songs out there. This is called Back of My Hand from the Jags.
You're only coming if you're feeling blue. You tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you. When I call you, I can sacrifice. You put them out before you dry your eyes. I'm not a fit machine, a 1960s dream. I've been the bet you less than bet you could see. You're not unbeatable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I didn't touch with you, I only wish I knew that. I got your number, written on the back of my head. I got your number.
There you go, the Jags. That is a great tune. Rest of the album's okay. It's not bad, but that song, if you're going to do a top 10 power pop, that's got to be up there because that song is just fucking great. I said great about 20 times during that little paragraph. So have a drink, friends. Mike Cranston said, when it's done right, power pop is my favorite genre. Pretty good list for the artists featured. I'm not a fan of putting best of and live albums on the, most everybody said this, on top lists. Off the top of my head, I'd probably go with Straight Up instead of No Dice by Badfinger. Okay, he's a good Badfinger knowledge, Mike Cranston. Dream Police from Cheap Trick. Can't argue with that. Sincerely by Dwight Twilley. Shake Some Action from the Flamin' Groovies. I also want Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend and Nick Lowe's Labor of Lust on the list. Honorable mention should go to The Fags, Light 'Em Up, and Brendan Benson's La Palco. All right. There could be some of those that could be on my list. We'll see. But he said Nick Lowe's Labor of Lust. I have that as number 12 on my top 13 list. That first Nick Lowe album, is that the first album, Labor of Lust, from Nick Lowe? I think it is. That's a great album. And, of course, this song is one of the greatest power pop songs of all time, in my opinion. Maybe a little bit done to death, but I'm putting it as my top, in my number 12. You know this song, friends.
But that don't coincide.
There you go, Nick Lowe. So number 12, was it? No, that's number 12, Nick Lowe. Number 11 is on nobody's list except for mine. This is a band that I actually used to be in called the Flexapleasers. We put out one album, and we were recording a second album before it all turned to shit and we broke up or something. But we put out an album called Beautiful Music for Beautiful People. It was on Pop Smear Records. The recording quality, not great, but every song in this album, I'm telling you, is a good power pop song. They're all done way more punk rock performed and angry vocals, but at the heart of these songs are, to me, really good power pop songs. The band consisted of me on bass. There are two main guys who wrote songs, me and Mike Voss. Mike Voss sang some of the songs that he wrote, and sometimes I would write, we would collaborate on songs, and we would alternate vocals or something like that. But he would write some songs, I'd write some songs, he sang lead, I sang lead. Mike Voss, me, Jim Bailey, who's one of the greatest, one of the best drummers in California on drums, and Tom Venegas on guitar, who's also a ripping guitar player. I put that as number 11 of my top 13 power pop albums. Beautiful Music for Beautiful People by the Flexapleasers. This song is Mike Voss singing. I think I'm doing some backgrounds. This is called another one of those. Again, the recording not great, but try to get over the sound of the shitty sound quality and listen to the good pop song at the heart of the punk rock. Another one of those by the Flexapleasers.
Yeah.
There you go. The Flexipleasers featuring the great Mike Voss from a band called Los Avedados and Drunk Engines. For all you punk skate punk aficionados out there. That was a fun band, the Flexipleasers. I miss those guys. All right. Coming in at number 10. If I did not put this band on here, I would probably get called a bunch of names by people because just about everybody in this thread on the Rockaway Geek Facebook group included this band or this album. This is Paul Collins and The Beat. It's their first, the debut album, The Beat. It is a quality album, and it really should be in anybody's top 10 list. So I'm putting it in mine at number 10. I'm going to play the first song, Rock and Roll Girl from The Beat. And The Beat. That's number 10. Now, number 9, I can't believe nobody has this on their list, but this is one of the greatest power pop albums to me out there. It's a band called The Rubinoos. It's the first album. It's just self-titled, called The Rubinoos. Every song on this album is a good pop song. The one I'm going to play is the most rock and roll song on the album, but I'm going to play Rock and Roll is Dead from the Rubinoos, but there are some really good songs on this album. I'm going to play a little bit of Hard to Get. Listen to this song here. Come on. It's almost like... I'm just going to play a little bit of this song and then play Rock and Roll's Dead.
But I get you, yeah. Yes, I will. I heard through the grapevine you got your eye on.
So the Rubinoos, self-titled album, first debut album. If you don't have that album in your collection, friends... get it, because it's good. But here's Rock and Roll is Dead. The Butlers used to play this song, actually. And Helicopters, they put out an album called Rock and Roll is Dead, and I think they recorded this as like a B-side or a bonus track to that album. I probably should have put Imperial State Electric as the power pop in the top 10, but Like I said, tomorrow this could be a different list, but right now this is the list. Here's Rock and Roll is Dead from the Rubinoos. If you do, like I said, if you do not own the first Rubinoos album, look for it, friends, because it's a quality album.
Turn it down.
There you go, the Rubinoos. Oh, that is good. So when I was talking about the Circle Jerks, oh, my dog, hold on, I gotta let my dog out. Go on, Stella. Go on, baby. Go through there. Come on. Go on. Oh, fucking dogs. All right. Go on. All right. She's confused. I gotta open the. My room is now the highway from the backyard to the rest of the house for the dogs to go in and out. So the door has to be open. All right, close it. It's no longer the podcast studio. Now it's the doggy super highway. All right, where was I? Oh, when I was talking about the Circle Jerks, there was a band in that scene that kind of didn't, they were kind of, there was a, the Descendants, all right? Yeah, punk rock band, but they put out an album called Enjoy. Top to bottom, a great power pop album, man. It's, every song in this album is catchy. If you don't have this one as well as the Rubinoos, you should get it as well. Any song from Enjoy is a catchy as hell song. I'm going to play Get the Time.
When I get the time, I like to sit down and write a little rhyme for you. Just a couple few, I tell you what you mean to me. When I get the time, I like to sit down
Disagree with me, friends? Send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, with the subject line, Butler, the Descendants are not power pop. You're a fucking asshole. All right. Number seven. This band called the Exploding Hearts. They play, this is on a lot of people's top tens. Not anybody on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, but there is, if you were to do a Google search for a top 10 power pop albums, you probably would find this on. Oh, here comes the doggy super highway again. Come on, Stella. Damn it. I've lost all authority in this house. It's the dogs and the wife, and I'm nobody. All right. The Exploding Hearts would probably be on a lot of people's list. This band put out one album. They're from Portland or somewhere in Oregon. They played a gig at the bottom of the hill, like when this album first came out, bottom of the hills in San Francisco. And driving back to Portland, they got into a car accident. One of the guys in the band fell asleep at the wheel. Three of the guys in the band, there are only four guys in the band, one guy fell asleep at the wheel. He died, and two other guys in the band died as well. Band over. Talk about bad luck, man. And this album from the Exploding Hearts called Guitar Romantic, what an album. It is a fucking great album. This song is called Modern Kicks. Number seven in my top 13 power pop albums, Exploding Hearts, Guitar Romantic. Here's Modern Kicks.
She says, I don't care.
I don't care.
Hell is breaking loose. She says, I don't mind.
I don't
Exploding Hearts. Rest in peace, Exploding Hearts. Tragedy, real tragedy. All right, number six. Ginger Wildheart had a band called Hey Hello, and I played a Hey Hello song in the last Rock and Roll Geek, so pardon me, I'm burping, it's fine. Tecate. I played something from the first Hey Hello album, and then I was listening, because I wanted to put Hey Hello, when I was thinking of power pop albums, the Hey Hello albums were really good, and I was listening to the first album, then I put on the second album. Second album is even better than the first one. First album had Victoria Liedtke, or however you pronounce her name, I think that's Gav's wife or girlfriend, Gavin McConaughey, I think, who was Ginger's former manager. Major talent, that girl. Real talent. Anyway, the second album, but she left. Second album had a girl named, what is her name? Hollis, I'm going to mispronounce this, Mahadi. She was from a band called the Love Zombies. The second album is even better than the first album. So I'm going to play something from the second Hey Hello album, just called Hey Hello 2. If you don't like this song, you don't like good pop songs, friend. This is called This Ain't Love from Hey Hello.
Thank you.
fuck, what a song. Man, that was good. I'm sorry, that fucking song is catchy as hell. All right, where am I on the list? Number 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, yeah. All right, this was on a lot of people's list, and people on this on the thread are credit me for turning them on to this band. I had the guy on this band from this band, John Speck. The band is called The Fags. This album, Light 'Em Up, top to bottom, catchy as hell. I could have picked any song on this album. I'm going to play this one, The List. If, some of these albums you got to have in your collection. If you're a fan of good, catchy pop songs, this album's up there, friends. The Fags. Oh, by the way, this album, they got signed to Capitol Records and got dropped before the album came out. Criminal. Great album. Another album that you really should have on your list. Not only is it a great power pop album, but it's one of my favorite albums of all time. It's nearly, I had this guy on my show several times as well. Jeff Whalen. The band is called Czar. I could have put his recent solo album in here as well. Power. The guy is a fucking great songwriter. Well, the first Czar album, produced by Rob Cavallo, nearly a perfect album. You can pick any. If you don't own that album, friends, you need to get it. Just like The Fags. That first Czar album, unfucking believable. Here's the Teen Wizards.
Teen Wizards on your street. The grown-ups get so high. They chain their children's hearts into the sky. Let's jam the jukebox, babe. The fuckers will shine on.
There you go. Oh. All right, we're in the final three of my top 13 power pop albums. Like I said, this list could change tomorrow. So feel free to send me the hate mail. Tell me this list sucks. But just my list today, okay? You know, people put Matthew Sweet on there. I could have probably put the Motors. There's Motors' debut album is good. Brahm Tchaikovsky, remember them? That's good quality power pop. You probably could have put the Shoes. There's lots of bands. It's very difficult to narrow it down. I used to do, when I had the Rockaway Geek IndieCast, I did three hour of power pop shows, and I played a bunch of good power pop on those. If you can look for those, if you have the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook app, or not Facebook, if you have the Rock and Roll Geek iPhone or Android app, go back and just search for Power Pop or Hour of Power Pop, and you'll see three episodes, and I play a bunch of good power pop tunes. Some of them probably are on this list as well that I'm playing tonight. Well, number three, a band called Tinted Windows. Singer from Hanson, what's his name? Taylor Hanson, Bunny Carlos from Cheap Trick, Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne, and James Iha from Smashing Pumpkins. Jasper and I saw them play at South by Southwest. That Tinted Windows album, again, every song, top to bottom. If you're into power pop songs, I don't know how anybody could not put Tinted Windows on the list, because this album is a great album. And Bunny Carlos is in the band. Come on. I could have picked any song from this album, like I've said on some of these songs already, or some of these albums. But I picked Can't Get a Read on You. Quality, quality album, Tinted Windows.
Tell me what you don't, tell me what you might do, tell me what you want, tell me what
There you go. Tinted windows. All right, we're in the top two now. Nobody mentioned this band, and I can't believe it, but this album is a classic. The band is called The Knack. Get The Knack, the debut album from The Knack. It's not just My Sharona. Go back and listen to the interview I did with Bert and Avere. You probably have to, maybe I reposted it, I'm not sure. But if you have, again, if you have the app, look for it, it's on there. But I did a track by track of this album with Bert and Avere, the guitar player for The Knack. This is a great, great, great album. Get My Sharona, probably the least, one of my least favorite songs on the album. I'm telling you, get over the, I don't need to tell you, friends. I would say get over the stigma, you know, the backlash about The Knack. But you already know that. You know how great The Knack is and this, and how great this album is. Guitar player, fantastic. The great Doug Feiger, may he rest in peace, who I met at the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp when I was covering it. Really nice guy and great songwriter and great singer. And the drummer is fucking great, too. Anyway, I'm going to play. This is my my second favorite power pop album of all time. Like I said, the list could probably change, but this band would this album would still be on the list no matter what. I'm going to play something from this album called Oh, Tara.
Frightens you anyhow. You'll never know what you've done to me. The agony and the ecstasy. Ooh, Tara, it's alright, but I miss you tonight. Oh, Tara, oh, whoa. You squeeze my heart and then you let it go. Ooh, Tara, my oh my. I can't. But this was something I never planned. You're thinking of me as just a friend. My heart is breaking, I can't pretend. Ooh, Tara, it's for real. I can't help how I feel. Oh, Tara, oh, oh. You squeeze my heart and then you let it go. Ooh, Tara, my oh my. I can't afford it, no, I wouldn't try.
Album deserved to sell as much as it did. What a great song that is too, man. All right, we're at the last song. My favorite power pop band. All right, here's how I came to this decision. My favorite power pop band, my favorite band, period. Cheap Trick. So I got to put, they got to be on the list. So they're my favorite band. So they got to be number one. Somebody said Dream Police would be in Mike Cranston said that. I won't argue with Dream Police, but my favorite album by Cheap Trick is In Color. It holds a special place in my heart because that's when the first time I saw Cheap Trick, and it's a fucking great album. Some people criticize the production. I know the guys in Cheap Trick criticized the production of this album. Did Jack Douglas do? I think Jack Douglas did this album. Maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm not sure who. Maybe it was Tom Worm. I don't know. I should know since Cheap Trick's my favorite band, but I'm not going to go pull the vinyl down from up top. BJ Cramp, I'm sure, would know. And Ken Mills, the guys who banned me from the Cheap Talk. Anyway, my favorite album is In Color, so that's my top power pop album on my top 13 list. Cheap Trick, In Color. Say what you want about the production. It's a great album, and it's my favorite Cheap Trick album. I'm going to play, I might as well play something that's a little bit of a deep cut. My favorite song on the album is Southern Girls. It's one of my favorite Cheap Trick songs, period, anyway. And, you know, you could pick Want You to Want Me, Clock Strikes 10. But I'm going to play a song that the Butlers covered called Downed. Great tune. That's my list, friends. I'm gonna close out with the song. So I'm gonna say my goodbyes before the song, and then we can just I can get the hell out of here, and you can get the hell out of here too. I'm four beers into it. I'm already bummed. I'm swearing my words. You can get the hell out of here too, friends. Let me tell you, I'm losing it. My brain's already sitting in first class, sipping a whatever Hawaiian beer that they give me on the plane. Hopefully they're going to give me beers. Anyway, where am I? Okay. Thank you for listening, friends. This show is a value for value. So if you got any value out of this show, please donate whatever you can, because that's how this show keeps going. As you know, without your donations, this show will die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. And I need your donations now more than ever, friends, because we're getting ready to be in full lockdown again, and I'm going to be probably living up in the mountains with no job. So please keep the donations coming, friends. Again, any value you get, please, whatever you can do to help the Rock and Roll Geek Show, because I don't have any advertisers, and I would like to keep it that way. A lot of podcasts have advertisers. I'm even hearing some of the rock podcasts have got ads playing. None here, friends. It's all supported by you. You are the producer of this show, as Adam Curry says. You make this show what it is. So hopefully I will never have to have any more ads. I used to do these stupid ads, Match.com, Adam and Eve, this and that. You don't want to hear me read ads. I'd rather you support the show and it'll just be us, friends. True independent podcast. No man involved. Just me and you, friends. All right. Thank you for listening. Find the show at rockandrollgeek.com. My Tourette's is going crazy, so I gotta slow down a little bit. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. There's a Facebook group, which, like I said, I did not create, but I do approve people. You just got to answer two questions so that I know you are not the governor of California going to eat $500 a plate while we're locked down. That's the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. You can also find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, don't ask. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Send me an email if you agree with me. Butler, what a list. You are the man. I'm upping my donation. Put that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. If you disagree with me, Butler, that is the most cop-out bullshit list. The Descendants, really? Unsubscribed! Put that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right, friends, that's enough ways to reach me. I'm heading to Hawaii tomorrow. Hopefully I'll make it back safely for Matt at Dad on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Stick it to the man. Here's Cheap Trick. Downed. I'll talk to you soon.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.